Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to what is another edition here of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. We are back, coming off UFC night Sunday morning here. Doozy of a night, wristband still to show, which is a tough look.
I'm a tough look this morning, so it's fine.
But
I slept with it on. What do you think? I didn't even have time to take it off. I was fucking tired.
But here we are, the D-man, Edmonton's finest, has returned. Hagen, this guy has been on a tour. To go to Edmonton, I mean, the NHL has been sending the D-man more places than Gretzky.
Yeah.
Guy's been everywhere, dude.
I haven't stopped, dude.
The Iceman, some are calling him the Iceman.
We didn't talk about how funny it was. Like the video of Joe on the Jumbotron, I posted it on my Twitter. When you consider the fact that Joe had the other team, that Joe bet the other team, and then is forced to get the Hurricane fans rocking and rolling excited on the Jumbotron, is fucking hilarious.
I think all things considered, I pushed my personal things aside and was able to be pretty professional about it, to be honest. I was getting the crowd going. Now, was I a human jinx? I've now been to two games in a way. Like, I went to Carolina, had the Panthers, and I went to Edmonton, had the Panthers. And the human jinx effect is a real thing. So I'm letting you guys know, if this is a pattern that continues, I will be at the game on Monday. So maybe that means the Oilers are the team to take, because the road team has won to every game I've gone to.
Is that right? Is that the trend? Yeah. That's the trend that it's going?
Okay. Went to Carolina, Panthers won. I went to Edmonton, Panthers won. So you would think now that going to Florida, maybe the Oilers. And I didn't go to the first game, the game one I didn't go to. I got a lot of flack about it too. I put something up on my story because I had gone back, and I think I don't know if we talked about this at all, Bob, or not, but I've been traveling like crazy, got in late. I had been like all day travel, got in, and then the guys were like, hey, you know, if you want to go to the game tonight, we have one ticket for you. So I would have had to go to the game on game one and sit by myself and watch the game. And I was just like, I'm not going to do that. So I stayed in my hotel room, but a lot of people thought that that was a terrible play. Now the game turned out to be unbelievable, which didn't help my cause. But I know Bob would have been right with me to not go to that game.
That being said, I got invited to Thursday. And after watching the last game and how good it was, I did say to myself, I would be crazy if I didn't go. With that being said, the solo mission, I agree. There's not a prayer in hell that you would have got me. I know Stanley Cup and whatnot. This should come as no surprise, but I couldn't point Edmonton out on a map. I had no clue.
It would have been a good ass Bob, to be honest.
Ask Bob,
Where is Edmonton?
You know what we should do? That would be a riot, and it would be a bad, I know.
Blank map?
Blank map would be a blank good map. Good time.
Man. Blank Bob.
Well, you know what is those things, Bob, where you do... Jet used to do it with the streaming, where you just see a picture of a place and you have to guess the
geoguesser.
The geoguesser.
But I don't think that would be as tough as a look as if you did the blank map, because the geoguesser is tough, unless there's like a level that's...
The blank so map easy. Too, we should give them like the blank map of the continental United States, but it should have the state outlines. So you have the outlines of the states too.
See, I would be bad with some of the states too.
So would I. I would 100% miss like the stuff in like the Midwest.
I would know Texas, in order.
Yeah. I mean, I'd know the bit. I could probably do the full outline, like the full border of states.
The middle ones are tricky.
Middle ones are tough. Middle ones are a little tough.
Middle ones are tough, but there's a lot of those that I would have a tough time. And I got absolutely fucking dismantled about the cinnamon challenge. I mean, people were fucking. I thought I was going to get death threats. I mean, they were so pissed at me saying, "Oh, Bob knew that it was a teaspoon and whatnot, or a
tablespoon."
Tablespoon. Yeah. It's funny though. My dad asked me, and he said, "Like, what happens with the cinnamon?" And it just, when you put it in, you think you're just going to get it down. I mean, Joe got it down, most of it down. It just sticks.
Yeah, just sits with you.
It's a great visual, man. It's a great visual. But yeah, I mean, look, people, you know, everybody wants it to be perfect, I guess. But
I know.
I thought it was wildly entertaining.
At the end of the day, we're doing challenges. It's not like we're not going out of our way to make the episode more entertaining. So I do get the point that if you're going to do something, you should do it like full bore. Otherwise, you know, tiptoeing around the tulips doesn't always get you to where you need to be. But I will say Bob did do it. He did do it. He didn't shy away from it. So
tiptoeing around the tulips. I like that.
We got to get into, I want to tell you, I purposely didn't tell you to, I don't think I told you this. Me and Mikey Saturday morning. So yesterday morning played with Gaethje and Cormier. One of the most fun golf rounds I think I've ever had. Like it was so much fun. They agreed to let me and Mikey do a scramble, which was great. And Gaethje's a mate. Gaethje is a very, very good golfer. He got so much.
This guy goes, I've played 300 rounds of golf in the last 365 days, he tells Bob.
Yeah.
So when is he training?
So the first thing I said to him, I go, so Justin, you obviously don't have kids, right? And he's like, yeah, no wife, no kids. I was like, oh, there you go. That's how it's done.
He's out of his mind. He was doing backflips off of the golf cart.
I saw that. Bro. That was, well, these guys are built differently though.
Joe, we're on, me and Mikey were making a push. Like we had it to where DC.
So wait, before we go in, it's you and Mikey versus Gaethje and then also versus Cormier.
Correct. So they had a problem with the scramble. Like DC came, he's like, absolutely not. We're not doing scramble. And in Mikey's defense, we were telling them, Mikey doesn't golf. Like he doesn't finish holes.
They probably realized after a couple that he's not like.
So they were against the scramble. And then we were like, all right, we're going to do best ball. And then he took his first swing and DC turned and he said, okay, you guys can do a scramble.
Well, they probably saw Mikey. They're probably like, this guy's going to pound the ball.
That's like, what, yeah, that's, yeah. He's like, oh, this Bob brings this guy. He's just going to drive the ball 300 yards. He's like, yeah, no, don't worry about that.
They kept seeing the size of him. DC's like, no, like he's like the size of a heavyweight. Like there's no way he's going to be able to hit it far. But in Mikey's defense, Mikey hit putts like he putted well for us and we got them to a point where they were reeling, like they were pissed, like they tried to up the bet, they wanted to press the press, like we had them against the ropes.
Were you playing good, Bob?
I thought I played well. I did.
Yeah, Mikey, he did. What do he you played, think? I think he played. If you ask the caddy, he played perfectly. Yeah. the guy who was our caddy, this kid Chase, shout out Chase over there at Shaka Max. Yeah, he knew, and but this kid, if I could pick a caddy to have every time I go out golfing, it's Chase, because number one, he was a dog with the sticks. He had every time you turn around, he had everything you needed ready to rock. After every shot Bob hit, he'd be like, "No, it's perfect. That's perfect. You're in the exact spot." You know what? No tips were given. We tipped him, but no tips from him to me or to Bob. If you could give me a caddy who just lies to me, I'd rather have you lie to me.
Just lie to me.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, just want to let you know that the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by the fine folks over at SeatGeek. A lot happening in sports right now. A lot of live events out there. You want to make sure you do it the right way. That's by downloading the SeatGeek app. Over 28 million downloads. SeatGeek is the number one rated ticketing app. You can't go wrong with SeatGeek. Look for the green dot next to your set of tickets to ensure that you're getting the best deal. Red meaning not such a great deal, and we all came through for you guys. You can use code DUMB10, that's DUMB10, DUMB10, for 10% off your next set of tickets at SeatGeek. That's 10% off any tickets with promo code DUMB10. Thank you, SeatGeek, for sponsoring the show. Longtime sponsor of the show. We love you, SeatGeek.
You messaged me yesterday, you were in great spirits, and then you said the caddy. And I was like, wait, I thought you don't like caddies. Oh, no,
no, this type of caddy I like.
By the way, we did not, Joe, it was like, the course, don't get me wrong, the course was really nice. We did not need a caddy at all.
Yeah,
like,
no.
You could tell he wanted to go out with us. I don't even know if the course has caddies. I don't even know if this guy was an actual cat. He might have been somebody just from staff that just wanted to go out. We did not
need a walk on.
Yeah, we did not need a caddy. Even DC said, and he was awesome, but even DC said we did not need a caddy. We don't need a caddy, but we're on like the 12th or 13th hole, and there's like a little chipping range like directly next to us. Like not
Which
even
is a horrible idea, by the way.
Well,
it's a horrible idea. No,
it's a horrible idea, man.
Joe, I can see where this is going.
Mikey has a wood, like we're making our move on these guys. Like we have them. So I'm starting to take it really seriously. And Mikey tees up this ball and has a 3-wood, but he has it teed up like Perez has his driver, like way up in the air. Like I needed a fairway from him. I was like, Mike, why not take your driver? I thought he had been hitting it okay. And he's like, you want me to take the driver? I was like, yeah, take the driver. He hits a ball.
Oh no.
Directly to the side of us, sizzling. It came. It was the closest I have ever seen a ball to killing a man. Like,
yeah, it like a, Joe would have killed him.
Was it coming in hot?
Oh,
it was.
I ripped it. I just fucking ripped it.
Big daddy hack at it.
Like a Gary Sheffield.
He swings it and it just goes like a 90-degree.
I just knuckleballed it right to the right, dude.
Directly 90 degrees. Yeah. Directly to the side.
Did you have a chance?
Did not even have the chance. The guy was right by us.
Dude, it would have probably killed him. Or like, see, it would have fucking broke his fucking skull.
Oh my God.
He would have been airlifted to a hospital. I'm telling you. Even Mikey said my face went white. It was the scariest golf course experience I have ever seen. Now,
how old was this guy?
He was an instructor, I think.
45,
there, he was probably
50.
Oh,
yeah.
Joe, what did it he was say? So.
He said the chipping area shouldn't have been here. He made a joke.
No, did he say that?
He made a joke out of it. Yeah. Which was cool of him.
What a real one.
He was very cool about it. Yeah.
Nobody.
I mean, I profusely apologized to him. You know, I was like, I'm so sorry. I mean, what do you say at that point?
I mean, listen,
meanwhile, Bob can't stop laughing for like the next two holes. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you fuck up in front of Bob, like, you better just be ready to wear it for like the next. He just doesn't. You gotta be perfect around him. You gotta be perfect because if you slip up a little bit, he's gonna. You're not gonna forget.
I mean, Michael, it's been my whole life, man.
I really do.
Trying to explain to me. I mean, I've been front and center since. How long the garage door took for him? I still. That was like.
Still, they just made a T-shirt about it.
I just saw a T-shirt come out of this shit.
That's not right, Jeff.
This guy acts like he'll watch the video like he's seen it the first time. That was unbelievable.
The funniest thing was like, and that was like going to be the lasting moment of me for the day, which was horrible, horrible. And then a miracle of Christ happened on the 18th hole. It really did. It was an absolute miracle of Jesus. It was so cinematic and appropriate, Joe, because otherwise the round would have always and still be probably remembered just for that. But for me, it gave me at least a new hope and a new reasoning
Mikey,
to remember the round.
Mikey got pissed because after I realized the guy was Mikey's white, I went white. Like I have never seen something that close. It was scary, dude. It was scary. But then after I see that he's okay, DC cracks a little bit of a joke And then that gives me just freedom to, I'm over the ball and I'm shaking, laughing. I can't pull the trigger. I can't pull the trigger. And finally, Michael's, okay, Bob, just focus the fuck in. Just
I go, lock in, Bob, lock in. We're trying to win here. Lock
and I
in.
I hit a fucking bomb.
He piped it right down the middle. Incredible. Probably his best drive of the day.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But there's something about when you see, I mean, Mikey, I'll start off by saying that, I mean, that's not your fault. You're a new golfer, right? Like, so like, you shouldn't feel bad about that. Like, it happens. That's just, it was very unfortunate.
Yeah, it was unfortunate.
Sequence of events, it sounds like. But
you can't fault them by any means for it. But like, it's just scary in the sense that nobody had any time to react. Like, he couldn't even call four because the guy was directly to the side. It was, and it looked like he was with his kid next to him. It would have been really bad. But with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I want to take the time to tell you about the Kalshi app. The Kalshi app is really just absolutely spectacular. With Kalshi, you can trade on whether events will or won't happen, which is great. And as we know, we now have the bet in, will Trump visit Mar-a-Lago? Like, here's another one. Will Elon Musk create a new political party this year? You can bet yes or no on it, and put money on it. Edmonton, Florida here, UFC fight night. Will Musk support the Republican spending bill? Like, fun stuff that you could put on, and that's with the Kalshi app. A lot of fun over there. So go ahead and give a look to the Kalshi app. Kalshi, thank you for being a sponsor of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Funny, funny stuff on there. NBA playoff odds, of course, but we got to really hope for Trump to visit Mar-a-Lago. We have him visiting Mar-a-Lago, right?
I got somebody DM me. They said it's a lock. Said his sister-in-law works at the White House or something like that. Yeah. Listen, could be.
Of course.
Could be a Penix to Metcalf. Never know.
Yeah. We'll never know.
The golf was great. The way it ended was perfect. Although Cormier did make me feel like a make-a-wish child almost, because he kept saying like, "I'm so happy for you, man. I'm so happy that this happened."
He was genuine.
He was absolutely. It's just the way he is and the way he says things is just hysterical.
What was the miracle of Christ? What happened?
I hit like a 40-foot putt on 18 to win me and Bob the last hole and save us like a couple $100. It was fucking cool.
Yeah. So you won the match?
No,
we won the hole, and we would have owed him like another $100 each.
We lost. He saved the skins. Oh, Joe, we folded like a cheap suit. We had them. We folded. Bro, I am just so mentally weak on the golf course. I just can't put people to bed.
I honestly don't think that's true. I think that this Gaethje is just,
was he hitting good shots or what happened?
You know what it is, Joe?
Going up and down on everything. It was
we had chances to win all of it, and he just went up and down. It really was. It was one of the most fun times on a golf course I've ever had. But yeah, finally, Mikey on the 18th hole, DC says, he's like, "You know, you got to be so happy for him," DC says. And finally, Mikey snapped on DC. He goes, "Look, DC, you got to stop with this make-a-wish shit."
I was like, come on, man.
And then we took.
How good did that feel when you made the putt, though, Mike?
Oh my God! And you
does time not stand still?
Bob,
like, just...
Bob records everything on planet Earth. That wasn't recorded. I would have loved to just say that.
You know what, Joe? At that point, we had already lost. Recorded.
Chance. He probably didn't think I was. Although the putter was hot all day, so I wasn't going to say like I was off. There was no chance. But I mean, obviously, that's an absurd putt. Like
Mikey's short games is a real thing. I think his short game is actually pretty solid. It's just your clubs are not big enough.
I got the new ones, but they're not in yet.
It looks like you're using kids' clubs.
When I post Mikey, like I even saw when my cousin met him, like my cousin had to say that you don't have to all it's like when I post Mikey, all anybody DMs me, I'll just get like 100 DMs being like, "Holy shit, you know, he's tall." Mikey just
dude, you know, he
I got show rocked.
The whole picture, Bob.
Yeah. I mean, I got
show the whole picture though. You know, he sends me this. You know, I had a moment of reflection in the car ride back from the golf course.
Oh my
God. Dude, I had a moment of reflection in the car in the golf course when he showed me that picture. I just looked at him after like 2 minutes and I go, you know, I really am like a fucking mutant. Like it's but it's like I don't realize how absurd I look compared to people because like I just live my normal everyday life. And then when you see a picture, it's like, bro, you're like a somebody said this guy looks like he was like, this guy is Andre the Giant. Like he looks like Andre the Giant. I go, that's terrible. I go, that's fucking awful.
Bro, look what like DC was a heavyweight that would go with John Jones. Like, look what Mikey does to DC, dude. He would
there's another one. I don't mean to bring him up again because I know it's a sore point for Mikey, but Mason Nutt sent me a picture of him next to John Rahm. And I was holding. You want to see this?
Yeah, Joe, on like on the group picture of them was like, holy shit, it's Harry Higgs, and it was Nutt.
Look at this. You get a good body pick, it is
body picks are funny, man. I was getting fucking roasted in that group. I mean, people, the Andre the Giant one just sent me, bro, because he was so fucking ugly, dude. Like, no disrespect to Andre, like, he's one of the greats of all time.
His
Mount Rushmore
looked
pro
like
wrestlers.
It was stretched out,
yeah, dude. Like, he looked like a circus freak, man.
Mikey put up a tweet and he was like something about the picture, and I saw him respond to a comment and he was just like, thank you, Ben. So I figured this guy said something, and then so I had to go in and look, and the guy was like, holy fuck, look at this.
Oh my God, look at this freak. What a I feel like a sideshow.
You know, you want to talk about, you know, you feel like a mutant. You might need to talk to somebody. And why not better to talk to somebody than the good folks at BetterHelp, who, by the way, are our official sponsors of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Have been so for some time now. And you know what? They're going to get you to a place, Mikey, where you're going to feel really good about yourself. you're going to feel really good about yourself. And listen, for anyone else listening, it is helpful to be positive with yourself, with coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, whether it's Mikey or anyone else out there. BetterHelp is here for you. So here's what I want to tell you today, okay? With over 35,000 therapists, BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform, having served over 5 million people, all right? It works with an app store rating 4.9 out of 5 based on over 1.7 million client reviews. It's convenient. You can join a session with a therapist at the click of a button, helping you fit therapy into your life, all right? It's the largest online therapy provider in the world. And right now, our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/BDS. That's betterhelp.com/BDS. We're here for you.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Oh, man,
the guy, the guy just basically made a whole ad because I need mental help.
He said, Mikey, I know you feel like a mutant, and then goes right into the
ad. Now, listen, in all seriousness, I mean, June is Mon's Mental Health Awareness Month, and it is a serious thing, and Joe's ad resonates true. Guys do need, you know, men tend to push their feelings aside, and, you know, it's not really our arena, maybe. We don't want to hold any
laughter
stereotypes.
Sometimes is the best medicine, but I will say laughter is the best medicine, and that's what we do. But we're not laughing at that. I honestly do agree with Mikey. Well, like, helping yourself is the way to be. It's going to go a long way.
I tell you what, I build up and I get big because the Brilliantly Dumb Show. I'm fed the right way, guys. I'm fed the right way because the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to our fine friends over at Factor. You know, Factor meals. Summer's here. There's more sun, more light, more time to do all the things that make summer so special. And the number one thing you don't want to be doing all summer is spending your hours doing the meal prep. It's so annoying having to Tupperware everything, get the grill on, get everything dirty, have to wash the dishes. You don't want to do that. Factor meals arrive fresh and ready to eat, perfect for any active lifestyle over summer and beyond. With 45 weekly menu options, you can pick gourmet meals that fit your summer gains and goals. Choose from options like calorie smart, protein plus, keto, and more. I listen again. I use this. It's convenient for me. It's super easy. It's super efficient, as opposed to all the things I had mentioned of having to do your own thing, clean dishes. So get started at factormeals.com today. That's factormeals.com/dumb50off and use code dumb50off to get not 10, 20, 30, 40, 50% off plus free shipping, Joseph, on your first box. That's code dumb50off at factormeals.com/dumb50off for 50% off plus free shipping. factormeals.com/dumb50off.
I'll tell you, guy who's down bad, Joe, you don't know this either, man. I like, he was like, not even joking around, he was back in our room and kicking himself. That is, yeah.
Pops had a hard night on the books.
He had a hard, worst
the
night.
The leaflet didn't go very far.
It didn't go, it didn't do well. He didn't, I think he overstudied, but even worse, he had a tough interaction with Dana White.
Oh my goodness gracious. What a story this one is.
Joe.
First off. Buckle up.
He had about 9 martinis. Like, Mikey, how martinis do you think he had? How many martinis do you think he had?
He was gallivanting around that lounge, Bob, with that martini in his hand, and he was the king of that lounge last night. Mike Berger, there could have been, by the way, lounge is great. Lounge is great.
Didn't have the juice. The last one did.
It did. No, last one Fair. Was. Last one was. It was nuts.
Oh, but the one this we went one, to was crazy.
Yeah, I mean that was like the one. The first one we went. This one there was a lot of like internet people there. A lot of. And when I say that, I had to say to Bob, I said, "All due respect, there's a lot of internet people."
Here. With all due respect, we're internet people.
Yeah, that's right. He was kind of smoking.
But let me tell you this: the internet. Mike Berger was the president and VIP of this lounge. He was dangling this martini around and just summoning people and just say, I'm going to go over here. And my goodness, the story about Dana. Now, I didn't see it, but Bob's got the story and it is unfucking.
I would have imagined that they would have hit it off really well.
That's why he's kicking himself, because he does very good. And so his social IQ is very good. But yeah, they even like bring vodka. They brought vodka in for him just so he can have his martinis. Like Mikey came up to the bartender and just said the pops. I gave the bartender.
I tipped him. What'd you do?
I gave her $100 and they brought in the martinis. And then all night, if they see you, they're firing.
My first three rounds, 20-20-20, right out of the gate to this girl, Natalie. Shout out, Natalie. All I would have to do is walk up. There could be a line 20 people deep. I would walk up to the side. I go, Natalie, I go, pops. All I say was pops, and they'd start making his martini. Bro, I'm telling you, he was the king of the lounge.
The thing is, too, he, from going to so many of these fights, he knows, like, some of the UFC staff, and, like, he knows everybody there. But, Joe, he was – I'm going to call him just so he can tell it. He was so – even this morning, he woke up.
This line needs to go on a T-shirt, by the way. When you hear it, it's on a shirt.
Dad?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, you're on the Brilliantly Dumb Show.
Oh, okay.
I want to give you the floor. I know you've been kicking yourself, but Joe doesn't know yet, so we were telling him. Can you just describe your interaction with Dana White last night?
Oh, God, it was a tough interaction. I went into the VIP lounge, and Dana was talking to Kenny Pickett, and I had been talking to Kenny Pickett. By the way, I wished him a happy birthday. I was probably the only one that knew it was his birthday. So him and I are on very, very good terms right now.
So pickleball teammates.
Interrupted.
Pickleball teammates, I said, Mr. B.
Yeah, I interrupted their conversation, and because I had to talk to Dana. I had never talked to him before. And you know, definitely a few, more than a few martinis in, I said to him, Dana, I'm Robbie's dad, Robbie Berger's dad. And he goes, yeah. He goes, I know, I've seen you. I said, yeah, listen, I just want to let you know, you've made my life. What a stupid fucking thing to say.
Wait. He said, what? You've made my life?
You've made my life.
Now keep this in mind. Like, I was just asking him, you know, I'm so grateful. That's all I had to say was, I'm so grateful for what you do for us at these UFC events. And instead, I said, you made my life. I have a wonderful wife. I have three great children. I have two adorable grandchildren. And I say to Dana, you've made my life. And I'm kicking myself, and I didn't even sleep last night.
What did Dana say?
He didn't sleep last night. It's like when Gaethje knocks a guy out, Bob. They can't sleep for 2 days.
What did Dana say, though, Mike?
That's what bothered me even more. He kind of, like, after I said that, I mean, he was nice, but then he kind of turned back to Kenny and said something to Kenny about something they were talking about, because I did interrupt them. And then with that, he said, Dana said, yeah, you know, I gotta run. So, and then he left. Oh. So, you know, to Kenny, the conversation, if you want to call it a conversation between me and him, was over.
Go ahead, Joe. Joe's got a question.
So I think the only thing that we could do to make this better is if we do, in fact, have Dana on the pod, we need to bring Mike
back
on the pod, and then we'll hash this out. And then it will actually be very funny, Mike. I think this would, if anything, it could actually help establish a very meaningful, long-lasting relationship between you and Dana.
Well, I'd like that, but don't let him know, or he won't come on the show.
Well, no, we're not going to tell him. He's not going to know, but I think it would be hysterical. And I think at the end of the day, it would make for a great story.
The thing I did tell my dad, though, with Dana, like, he talks to, I mean, he's the mayor there. So, like, the amount of conversations he has, I think my dad might be looking too far into it. But for my dad to say that it went bad, I worry that it really. And then I asked Kenny, I said, hey, how did that go? And he said Pops was dialed. So he was being nice, but we will get Dana on the show to ask.
Put it on a hat,
put it on a shirt, man. It's just that good.
But you know, Dana is the mayor there. But I guarantee you, nobody, especially an elderly man, comes over to him and says, you've made
Oh, wait till Sue hears this.
She's not gonna be happy, by the way. That's a tough one.
Yeah, you're right. I gotta get to her before somebody else does.
you have to control the narrative, Mr.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, let me get on that right away.
We love you, Mike.
Hang in there. Yeah, dude. For him, he was really, bro. Like, forget about the fact that we lost every bet.
Oh, we got absolutely dismantled. And then Mikey says to me today, I had a great night. I was like,
Mikey did his thing.
I put out for only subs, I put out a favorites parlay that hit via UFP. I put out van by KOTKO.
That was the one I hit.
I had that. And then I rode the Mr. Burger parlay out of respect, which you listen, those UFC parlays, man, you could get screwed so many which ways. A bad decision, it happens all the time. There was that one decision last night, Bob, that everyone in the building went crazy.
And killed us.
Yeah.
Was that the first one, Bob? That Slivak or Spivak?
Yeah,
or
correct. Yeah.
That one started it off.
That killed people. So that's what I mean. You have one thing like that happen, it could screw the whole night. I just happened to get lucky because I wasn't on that one, but it could have just as easily been the other one.
If you had just last night hammered a parlay with all the heavy favorites.
The favorites parlay. Like that's what I did. Four big favorites to even money.
Every big favorite went through. And by the way, I got to say something. This Marab is not human. He is.
He's dangerous.
I can't go against him. I saw last time what he did, and no one wants to root for O'Malley more than like us because he seems like just the coolest guy ever. But like this guy, this Marab is a freaking machine.
I don't know, dude. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you could have Umar rematch him, and that would be really good. I mean, Umar was the favorite against him, and now for O'Malley. I have never, Joe, this crowd, Mikey, was that not nuts how much they were cheering for O'Malley?
They
hated.
And I got to tell you something. I kind of like Marab.
Yeah.
I kind of like him.
I
don't know if it's more, but I mean, like, I want to say it's more because they love O'Malley.
Correct.
But I mean,
they weren't just like letting Marab walk out and giving him a little bit of a jeer. They were viciously booing him.
He loves it too. He like
he does. He thrives off of it.
And if you have a bet on Marab, you love him even more because he's taunting the crowd.
100%
It's even it had like the Ivan Drago vibes, even though he's like smaller. Like everybody was rooting for O'Malley hardcore. And there's this guy who's just so much better. And it's sad because now, you know, I love Sugar Sean. I don't know where he goes
from there. Yep.
Like, even if he has to now fight Umar, like, it's bad. They're talking about Patchy Mix fighting him now. Like, I don't know.
Patchy Mix looked terrible.
He is. If I could sell somebody, I have a different sell. He was.
He looked brain dead in there. He was just standing there. It was like terrible. Taking punch.
He was hearing the overrated chance hard and heavy last night, man.
You know what I find funny though, Mikey? Like you even said something like it's funny, like the people in the crowd, like people are like eating their popcorn and they're like, you gotta use the jab. It's
you got no idea. You got guys that just look like they crawled out of bed, man, and they're shoving, you know, half a hot dog down their throat and they're
ridiculous.
Like, Shoot the knees. Yeah. Come on, man.
Ridiculous.
Like Gaethje even told us yesterday, he's like, dude, I can only hear like half of what my coach even tells me. Right. Yeah. Bobby said something like he can only hear half of what his corner
guy. Like, it's like guys go to a football game and they can't run.
It's so funny.
And they're telling
though.
These guys how to stiff arm somebody down the
side. Now, we had an actual UFC fighter sitting right behind us, and she was given like a play by play on everything. It was pretty wild, actually, because it was pretty cool, like perspective on it.
And then we took Gaethje home, and on the ride home, he was talking about what it feels like to knock somebody out, getting knocked out. Like, he talked about after he got knocked out by Holloway. And how he woke up in the hospital and he asked if he won and his family, he said to his family, you know, what's wrong? Like, it gave me the chills. And I said to him, I'd love to have him on. And he said he would definitely come on to hear him talk about it. I mean, Mikey, you saw me. I was like, my jaw was up. To hear him talk about that after he got knocked out, waking up in the hospital. And then he says to his family, you know, what happened? What's wrong? And then having to see the clip, it's he's awesome. And hearing that was riveting.
It was cool,
so man. Yeah, cool, just the fucking best. But and then one last thing with the UFC, we had bet somebody, I don't remember who it was, okay, and this guy's getting close to knocking him out. Mikey takes me and I have my whole cocktail.
You know, Bob, you're you know, Bob, you really though, man, you really really
he shakes me and I say, Mikey, because my cocktail dumps on the guy in front of me. It dumps on the guy in front of me. So I'm saying, Mikey, stop. He does it again.
You didn't say Mikey, stop. You said Mikey.
Mikey, he jumps me again. And my cocktail dumps on this guy. Three times. The cocktail goes all over this guy in front of me. It was brutal. Mikey, was it not?
Why was he shaking? Did you guys like hit a bat?
Well, this guy almost knocked him out. Yeah.
No, I had him to knock him out. So he's in the process of knocking him out. So everybody stands up now. And Bob did say Mikey, but I thought he was saying Mikey he's about to knock him out. I didn't realize that I was hitting the cup. By the way, figured out why the guy in front didn't really say too much about it, Bob, and wasn't angry. Did you notice what happened?
Wasn't his seat. Yeah.
Wasn't his seat. Maybe some would call that a little karma, Bob. He was sitting in it. Wasn't his seat.
Well, I mean, Mikey, could have been worse. You could have told him you made his life.
Yeah, I mean that, but I mean, you know, he wasn't in the right seat, but I was like, he's really taking this pretty well, because I did feel bad. I didn't realize.
Was it all over him?
Again, this is a problem all being over my size, though, man. Like, I can't even jump up and down without fucking spilling something or something happening. Like, it's just, it's a real handicap. I have a real handicap. Maybe DC wasn't wrong, Bob. Maybe he does feel.
Make-a-wish. Make-a-wish, Mikey.
I like
and shame. Maybe Cena give me some more respect, Joe.
For the rest of the night, just looking down at this guy's shirt and just seeing it all.
That's the thing about Bob, though, man. He just and then I could tell it was like now it was gonna bother him for a very long time. And I'm like, I just like I it's hard for me, man. Like, it's hard. I'm not built for this world, Bob. I'm just not. Nothing works for me. You know, I go on a plane, it's very difficult. I go in a crowd, I can't sit. I'm just saying.
And then he went to sleep. And then Mikey didn't say a word.
Wait, you fell asleep during the fights?
No, absolutely not.
Well, that little mozzarella thing.
That's a different
Why didn't
story,
you show man. Me that? That was
unbelievable.
I had forgotten that I had the pictures.
That
I took them
funny.
So quick.
But dude, but I said to the guy in front of him, I said, I am so sorry. I really felt bad. It was all over him. And then the fight ends and we won. It was like the one fight I won. I went to him. I said, I got to be honest. I said, I feel a little bit better about this now. And he turned to me and he was not having it. But it wasn't his seat. So that was big. Cause then
did
like
get kicked out?
The Eagles O line.
Yeah. The Eagles O line sat there. Yeah. Yeah.
But,
That's so bad, man. When you get kicked out of your seat, that's a really tough look, man. That's
they do a good job too. They know
again,
that.
You know, Bob's face went white, and if we're talking about facial care and we're talking about taking care of your skin, you got to remember our friends over at Caldera Lab, proud sponsors of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Guys, wouldn't you want to look a little younger? Maybe get a few more compliments on your skin, or just feel more confident when you look in the mirror? That's exactly what Caldera Lab is here for. Their high-performance skincare is designed specifically for men. Simple, effective, backed by science. In a consumer study, 100% of men said their skin looked smoother and healthier. 96.9% noticed improved hydration and texture, and 93.8% reported a more youthful appearance. And it's not just talk. Caldera Lab spends years developing and testing each formula with leading cosmetic chemists to make sure it actually works. If they don't love it, they don't release it. Base layer of a nutrient-rich moisturizer. Eye serum helps reduce the appearance of tired eyes. The good, it's an award-winning serum packed with 27 active botanicals and 3.4 million antioxidant units per drop to help protect your skin from environmental stressors. You're going to love it because it's cutting-edge formulas, rigorous R&D cycles, research and development for those who aren't aware. Certified cruelty-free, no animal testing ever, and plastic neutral for every product sold. They remove the same amount of plastic from the environment. Skincare does not have to be complicated, guys, but it should be good. Upgrade your routine with Caldera Lab and see the difference for yourself. Go to Caldera Lab, that's CalderaLab.com/DUMB. That's dumb, and use code dumb at checkout for 20% off your first order.
Caldera Lab, thank you for sponsoring the show there. All right, let's move on into our buy or sell, and then we're going to go into Ask Bob, and then we're going to go into the top five. I got a sell that I really want to get out really bad. I was going to sell Patchy Mix because of how bad that was and how much shit he talked. I was going to sell Juliana Pena because how much shit she talked. The sell, you know, my cousin came, my younger cousin, he's a gigantic UFC fan, knows 10
cousin
times
Al.
The UFC.
He does.
Cousin Al. Bro, he is a, you know, I don't think you've met Alex, Joe, Kyle's younger brother.
Is that the guy who was from 11, who was going nuts? He spent all his cones.
Correct. Yeah.
He came to us
for more money. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I've heard of him.
Biggest gigantic UFC fan, big Sean O'Malley fan. The whole day kept saying to me, I can't wait to watch O'Malley's walkout to Superstar, which like, it's iconic. Like certain fighters, you Patty the Batty. Imagine Patty the Batty not coming out to his song. Sean O'Malley did not walk out to his Superstar song.
I saw that.
Dude, it was devastating. Now he came out to Proud to Be an American, which it's hard to
Lee
knock
Greenwood.
That.
Good old
yeah,
Lee Greenwood.
And like Trump was there. Like, you know, people like, but you know, Superstar is his thing, dude. Like that's
I know.
We
saw him
so
when he did. It's awesome.
Yes.
Lupe Fiasco. The place was going off when he came out.
Yeah, or I was at the Sphere when he came out to it. Like, it's the best. And he didn't come out to it. And it was so disappointing. I mean, him losing was disappointing. But, God, that sucked because you just look forward. Imagine Patty the Batty coming out to something different. Yeah, it's just I'm selling him coming out to a different song that really, really sucked. Were you
was
not
it
excited?
Just because he knew that the president was there and so he was trying to like do an ode to like America and
could have been?
I could see like that's a you know where his heart is. That's not a bad thing. Like he didn't it wasn't like he was just like I'm going to change the song. But I can understand how someone would be disappointed.
Yeah,
it's like a wrestler coming out to a different entrance.
Oh, yeah, yeah, terrible.
Imagine Stone Cold not coming out to the fucking glass shatter.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes now on like that, when the WWE, like the when they replay like the old ones, like the old WrestleManias and stuff, it must be some kind of copyright issue with old songs, and they have to dub over the old songs that I remember from as a kid. And it's like, what the fuck? Ravishing Rick Rude didn't come out to this. This is not. And it's like, you got to come out to your OG. And once it works, you stick with what works because you become synonymous with it. It's like when the Brotherhood hits a bet, Layla, it's just the synonymous song. That's just what it is. You know,
it did, dude. I was so disappointed with that.
Were you really?
Oh, yeah, because I was looking forward to that.
Well, you were sitting on the other side at that point, but yeah, I didn't hear you say anything about that.
It sucked. Okay. I mean, I was so excited for that.
The problem is that half of the fighters have terrible entrances, I feel like.
I agree.
A lot of the entrance songs are like, and I get it, sometimes it's like something that means something to them.
Mariachi stuff, for all the Mexicans, it doesn't get the people fucking.
Well, it was up. See, it really was like Bob actually made a really good analogy. Like for a Bobby Blockbuster, could have been like, you know, that was actually very good, Bob. I did kind of get the Drago kind of a vibe because it was so. O'Malley comes out to Proud to Be an American, and then Marab comes out to like some Georgians. He's from Georgia. Yeah. He comes out to like some Georgian chant. Yeah. It's like, well, and like it just couldn't have been more polar opposites. That was a very good analogy. I'm impressed.
Yeah. Comes out with that fur hat too. He just looks like a little muskrat.
Yeah, people in the crowd are wearing it. It's bro, he's like the fans are wearing it. I'm like, this is insane.
By the way, the last thing I will say, like people said, you know, O'Malley, like I think you could tell O'Malley trained so much on takedown defense, like because his takedown defense actually was pretty good. Yeah. I just think Marab is that much better.
No,
I
that's right.
I think it's, right. It, you know, he had the hip Simple issue, didn't that. Have a hip issue.
Simple. By the way, even if he didn't tap him out, he had dominated the fight. He would have won by decision clearly anyways. Yep. Well, like he just played his fight. He kind of moved him around, got him to a place where he was comfortable, and then it just went.
He was plus 800 to win by submission too, man.
Was he?
Yeah, he was. Yes, that's he was.
I do think O'Malley won the second round, though. I think O'Malley won the second round. Pickett kept looking up to me and then was going 1-1, like an 0-1.
But, great guy, Kenny Pickett.
All right, Mikey, let's go over to you. Buy yourself.
I'm going to buy this week. It's a tool that I purchased about a month ago. This is a real hardo homeowner pick. But listen, I'm going to buy it because it's so tremendous. It's changed the way I handle you know, some of the maintenance shit around the house. Power washer. If you haven't purchased a power washer, it is truly a life-altering purchase as a homeowner because you could clean virtually everything. The siding on your house, if you have vinyl fencing, if you have pavers, if you have old, like, any kind of outdoor furniture that's just built up shit on it. This thing could blast through like a piece of, I feel like it's on some of the pressure settings, it could blast through like a piece of wood. It's so strong. It's unbelievable. Power washer. Should have bought it 4 years ago. Didn't. Glad I did now though, because it's a wonderful piece of machine.
There's like TikTok accounts that literally just do power washing.
I've heard that.
Yeah. It's soothing for people to watch. I like watching it. It looks just real, the
level of dirt.
You know what?
Could be an untapped little thing. It could be something. The deck, like if it's a real dirty deck and then they power wash it, it's soothing to watch.
Yes. I might have to look into that.
Yeah. Mikey said to me, he's like, dude, he's like the amount, like it really was a more internet based crowd yesterday. And Mikey's like the people, I'd be like, oh, that's him.
You know?
Like I was like, that's Moses the jeweler. And Mikey's like,
oh, I like Moses. Yo, that guy's everywhere, bro.
Mezcal. Mezcal,
yeah, good price.
What a great guy!
I wouldn't say he's a great guy. I just know him.
if he gave you a Cartier bracelet, he'd be a great guy. Maybe give me one of those Cuban links so we can talk.
There you go.
By the way, my watch broke last night. I couldn't get it off. I had to snap it off. Yeah. I got to buy a real watch.
Oh no!
Just get a real watch. I really do. I'm tired of the phony fucking. I thought you'd get a fake one. Nobody notices the difference, you know. Might as well get a fake one. Get a real one. My account's like it just stop.
Snap
right off.
Yeah.
But going back to that power wash, man, that thing, Mikey, that might need to be something. Oh my God!
Tell you what, cleaning lady's gonna have a field day with that one.
Yeah.
That's a 1-1. I was told she could bring it anywhere. I'll give it the right price.
Oh boy.
Okay. Yeah. So the power washers, I'm buying it this week.
Nice.
Joseph.
I got to sell this week. FedEx, man, they screwed me again.
Oh my God. Joe, come on, man. It's either just
so good,
FedEx though. Or American Airlines. FedEx.
They just, I lost a package, Bob. I had a brand new golf shoes. You want to see them? Brand new Jordan. Mikey, look at these shoes. Those were purchased, and I don't have them because FedEx delivered it to the wrong building.
Joe, let me ask you a question.
Put a claim in, and it doesn't come through. Okay, I won't sell FedEx. I'll buy something. I'm going to buy.
No, I like the sell, personally. I have no issue with the sell.
Dill pickle chips. I'm going to buy Dill pickle chips.
What a pivot that was, Bob.
Can I ask you an honest question? I'm on a real pickle thing right now. I love pickles.
Me too.
You know what? Some of these chips that they're coming out with now, Mikey, they have the Miss Vicky's, the spicy dill.
Those things are absolutely, I like the
butter pickle, D. Like the butter pickle that they, yeah.
Or you can, you really know what good. You can do now? You can even go into like these nice like grocery stores. You could just buy one giant like dill pickle. And it's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
I'm on a real pickle kick right now. I don't know.
The shoes one is a tough look, bro, because you probably have how many other pairs of golf shoes?
Oh,
do
you have? Yeah.
Well, that's gotta be near 100. It has to be.
No, not 100. Maybe like 20.
I got the over on 20, dude.
He's got more than 20.
Yeah.
Well, we can look right now.
No, 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 no. We gotta get rolling. We gotta get rolling here. We got another big day. Another big day today. We got
Joe, remember the closet?
Oh, you guys have the Audi Club.
The better yet, Cuzzy, shout out G Rockington. We got Legend Suite tonight. The Legends.
I messaged Cuzzy last night because the first time, I don't know if you remember, Bob, O'Malley and Marab fought. And I said, Cuzzy hit us up and he was like, you got to take Marab. And like everybody was on O'Malley. And I was like, Marab. And then he won. So I messaged Cuzzy last night. I said, Cuzzy, surely it's not Marab again. He's like, oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, and so I took him and then he was like, you're welcome. But Cuzzy he sees, man. He knows.
He loves to break balls, Cuzzy. He's a big ball.
Because you legend sweets, Mikey, he's allowed to break
balls. By the way, listen, I let him go. He tees off on me on a weekly basis. He sends me something fucked up.
Cuzzy is like Forrest Gump, dude. He was just on the Air Force One with Trump. He was just there.
Yeah.
With Saquon.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
That's by the way, Rudy Giuliani's son came up to me last night.
This was bizarre, bro.
I had no idea who he was.
Had to be the most bizarre moment of the whole evening, I thought. Some guy in a suit is like, Robbie, Giuliani's son wants to meet you. He's a big fan.
Homeland Security.
Yeah. It was, bro.
Wait. I got to
hear. We really are. It's out of control at this
point.
Our
lives make
no
sense.
Bob, it's disgusting at this point, Bob. Bob's going to be in the White House very soon. One way or another.
I always said I thought he could run for Bobby Mayer's.
I'm telling you right now, man, people are going to laugh at me. I'm telling you, maybe not under the Trump administration, but certainly sooner than later, you're going to see him involved with the presidency somehow, some way. I'm telling you, the pecking order.
Mikey, you'll be the first security attendant and everything.
That'll be good. That's good. That's good for me.
The guy from Homeland Security, real deal, gave me the card and everything. And he said to me, he's like, do you guys want to play golf with the president? And I don't care what a political affiliation you have. If somebody asks you to play with the president, you say yes.
It doesn't matter who it is. It's the president of the United States.
Apparently, from what this guy said, I'm not going to say his name or anything like that, but this guy was legit. He said that the president would want to play golf with you. And I said, oh, yeah.
I didn't hear about this part. He must have saved this. This is disgusting.
Michael, let him cook. Let him cook.
Go.
So he said the president would want to play golf with you. Would you want to play? We could set it up. And I said, yeah, I would definitely play with him. He said they were talking about it. This is what he said, that them and Don Jr. were talking about it at lunch. They were talking about Bob the sports. And he said, we can arrange it. And I said, yeah. He said, absolutely. Like if so, and then all of a sudden, Giuliani's son comes up over to me because Secret Service was there. We were, you know, Trump was on the floor. We were right there. It was crazy. It was fucking.
I didn't know the lengths of the conversation.
Side by side of Bobby Fairways and Fat Perez next to Donald Trump would send.
Well, you too, D. I mean,
yeah. I mean, yeah, dude, that would be.
By the way, with the way Mikey was putting, probably have Mikey up there too with the way he was rolling the pill.
Would love to see that.
You know, also
just for the freak show aspect.
The fact that Bob does sports is being talked about in the circles.
Yeah, that don't hurt.
Community is.
You should have seen me. We I said, "Are you fucking serious?"
Yo, I gotta tell you, Giuliani's son was like, he. If you said, you know, Grok or one of these AIs, spit me out a 3D printout of the ultimate looking politician. It is Rudy Giuliani's son.
Really?
He's walking around with a permanent thumbs up smile to every single person he passes. The perfect suit, the perfect hair. It's just like it's a cookie cutter politician, bro. You couldn't spit one out of a factory that looks better than Rudy Giuliani's son.
Yeah, you're right. Couldn't.
Dude, wrong, Bob? He's walking around with everybody.
You're right. UFC
that's
events.
Wild.
The shit you see at UFC events. I mean, you saw it, Joe. It's nuts. Also, I do want to say, me and my dad are at the weigh-ins, and I get a call from Charlie Woods. And I answered the phone. I was like, what's going on, Charlie? He goes, hey, Bob, are you free on Monday? I said, well, I'm going to be flying home from Newark. He goes, would you be able to caddy for me in whatever qualifier?
Wow.
So I can't make it in time. It's Monday morning at like, he's like, I was like, what time is it? Monday morning at like 8 a.m. So imagine seeing Charlie, me on the bag. Like if Tiger sees me on the bag, and
would have been
my brain.
So sick. He would have been like, just what? Do not talk to him about golf.
I know.
I got to tell you though, Bob was strong yesterday. I thought he
played. When Bob gets yesterday. Into a good spot, he plays really well. And some of his best golf I've seen off camera, because he's not thinking about anything. He's
That's
just out there enjoying
off.
Himself. When he gets
off.
On the camera, and it's like, it's almost like, I don't think he's trying to prove anything to anybody, but he's trying to do it for himself. He really, really wants it to the point where, like, when he plays off camera, he just has this no stress on his shoulders. He swings it so much more freely. And, you know,
he brought up this thing that he does where he waggles the club.
Yeah.
And I hadn't noticed it until he said something. And I couldn't unsee it. Like every time he was doing it, I just started recently.
It's really bad. I can't pull the trigger. It's so bad.
But it's bizarre, because when you do, like when you hit your good shots, you do it just as long as when you don't hit a great shot. It doesn't have a rhyme or reason to it.
No. I'm just overthinking. I'm thinking too much. As I've tried harder,
right,
I think more. Like, that's why when we do our drinking challenges, when I'm hammered, I'm playing great.
Well.
Even the way we were playing yesterday, you know, we were drinking the transfusions. Like, I was free swinging. I played really good. But, yeah, it's hard to watch. The waggle over the ball, it has got to stop. Like, that.
Did DC like the – do you like the transfusions?
He did.
Very much
you gotta
so.
Gotta get those things at UFC events,
and Gaethje, man. Gaethje's not even a tequila guy, and he liked it. He's like, yeah. I don't really like tequila. He goes, these are good.
It was one of the most fun times I've had on a golf course.
It was a lot of fun, man. It was a lot of fun.
Now, we got to get the D-man back to UFC. He had the greatest rep of all time at the Miami one. So fun, man. It's great.
We also did Tampa, but Mikey wasn't there. Tampa was a lot of fun.
Tampa was great.
I would love to get one, the three of us, where we can go. That would really
be
special.
Honest, it was really a shitty card yesterday. It really was.
Yeah, it wasn't really.
Prelims were great.
Yeah, like the first one. Yeah, just was a shitty card. That was the only thing. It was a blast, but it was a shitty card. All right, let's go on into
Ask Bob.
All right.
I got a doozy this week.
Your honors, Joseph.
Yeah?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
All right.
Cue the music.
Cue it. All right, Bob. So I don't think you're gonna get this in entirety. So I'm gonna ask you to name as many as you possibly can. But today, for the Ask Bob segment, I would like you to kindly name me the 8 planets within our solar system. And again, if you can't name all eight, that's fine. By the way, Pluto is no longer considered a planet, so that is off the
Pluto's off the board. Yeah,
it's off the board, so you don't have to worry.
I think they added. I think they gave Pluto back its planethood, but we'll keep it off.
Somebody suggested, which would be fucking hilarious, is have Dom come on at the same time as me, and you have me.
Dom would drill the planets, dude, in like 5 seconds.
Would he?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. All he's got is planets, dinosaurs. This is his life.
Can we have Bob answer the question, then have Dom come down and ask him?
Yeah, if I could get him gathered up, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me call
Holly.
I'll call Holly.
Yeah.
Jupiter.
Okay.
Saturn. Mars. Neptune.
Yep.
Earth, so ours.
Yep. You got three more.
Jupiter, Saturn, Mars, Neptune. Earth. Pluto's out.
She's sending the boy down now.
All right, so Mikey, we got Jupiter. Mikey, we got Jupiter. Yeah. We got Saturn. We got Mars. We got Earth. What was the other one you said, Bob?
Saturn, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Mars, Neptune.
Neptune. So he's got Neptune. Puff.
Come here.
I think it stops there, Joe.
Really?
Yeah, right, I think it stops there.
Now look. All right.
Dom to the show. Hey, Dom. Okay.
All right.
Take it home.
Listen, we have to name all the planets. Can you name all the planets? Go ahead. Don't be shy. Go ahead. I love you. Don't be shy. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Name the planets. Let's hear.
The thing is, you smell like perfume.
I smell like perfume? Okay. Okay. All right. Name the planets.
Show us. You got it, Dom. You,
Venus. I mean. That's too fast. I can start over.
Go ahead. Start over.
Yeah.
Mercury, Venus, June.
Mercury, Venus. Go ahead.
Oops.
Good job, Dom.
Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto.
Really nice.
You got almost all of them. Yeah.
Really nice.
All right. Very good, buddy. Very good.
Really
very
good job, good. Dom. Very good. Really
all
good.
Right, so if you roll that tape back and slow it down, he ripped like every planet, bro. He's nuts.
My dad taught me like one of those jingle things, or like the things to like remember, is my very educated mother just served us 9 pizzas. So it's Mercury.
That's right. Mercury. That is a thing, Bob. That is a thing. I can attest to
Mercury,
that.
That's a thing. Venus. Earth, my very educated, Mars, mother, Jupiter, just Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto.
Yep.
So I think, Bob, you're missing Uranus.
Neptune,
Uranus.
I think.
Uranus.
Can't forget about the anus, Bob. What he drilled.
Bob got 5 out of 8.
That's respectable.
Not as good as Dom. Dom got me.
Few are, Bob.
Yeah.
All right. My question for Ask Bob this week is, Bob is known as a water guy. He's a big water guy. Bob, I would like you to name me the two elements in the compound that makes up water. So you know, obviously, H2O. What are the two elements that H and O stand for in water?
Hydrogen. Hydrogen oxide?
It's what you breathe, Bob. What do you breathe?
It's carbon monoxide.
No,
Bob. What do you breathe?
Oxygen. Hydrogen.
There you go.
What did I say?
Hydrogen oxide.
I think we might have to cool it on the water.
Bobby Waters.
Bobby Waters.
Hydrogen oxide.
That is so good.
Oh, sweet.
All right, but Bob, we got hydrogen.
That's a good question, though. That's a good one.
I thought that. Listen, I've been getting smoked. Yeah. He got me the last 2 weeks, Joe.
You
got
to put me in positions to get banged like that, and that was.
I mean, Joe's question was good too. That sucks.
The planets was fun. That was fun. Yeah. All right. All right. Top five, Robert. Top five.
Yeah. Let's head on into our top five here. Mikey's going to go pick up bacon, egg, and cheeses.
Oh, no. They're door dashing, Bob. Arriving by 11:20.
By the way, dude, my dad, my dad doing his order was terrible.
I don't know how that's going to hold up. I don't know how that's going to hold up.
Sesame bagel, well done bacon, egg whites, and peppers. No cheese.
And peppers or salt and pepper?
Salt and pepper. Okay, salt and pepper.
Oh, Jesus. Bob. Okay, guys, that's a lot. Me a heart attack. Peppers. Yeah. All right.
The guy's already been going through enough.
He doesn't need
that fuel to the fire here, Bob.
I felt bad when he woke up and was like, man, he woke up. The first thing he says, like, I can't believe I said that. Like,
he would have been upset even with losing the bets. So the fact that that was compounded with that interaction.
He had a tough night.
We love him though, dude. I will say this. I do think if we bring Dana on and we have Mike come on, it could be hysterical. I think it would really go a long way.
I bet Dana didn't even think anything of it. If he did, it would be hilarious. He definitely did. All right. So let's go. We're going to go into a top five sandwiches. Mike, I think you suggested this a week or two ago. Maybe, but
a lot of people on Twitter when we put out that suggest we got a ton of top five sandwiches. That's what people
okay. Want. So, top five sandwiches. I finally got a win last week.
Good job, Bobby.
Thank you. I needed it bad.
Now, a burger is not a sandwich.
I agree. Okay, I figured somebody was going to say that. Thank you for clarifying that. Anybody who came in second?
I came in second.
D-Man came in second.
I'll go third.
Bob has to decide where he wants to go.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought he was saying he was going first.
No, I'll go first if
you go third.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go third. I'm going to go third. Joe's going to go first. Mikey be second. Top five sandwiches here, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, Joseph.
I'll start us off with the cheesesteak. Yeah. I think cheesesteak is a really tremendous sandwich. And
I think it's the right play, Dave.
I'm going to go with the chicken parm.
Okay. I'm going to go the Italian sandwich, and then I'm going to go bacon, egg, and cheese.
Now, can I go Taylor ham, egg, and cheese?
I think that should be all. I think like breakfast so then sandwiches.
You just, so don't even say bacon, egg, and cheese, just breakfast. You have breakfast sandwiches.
Okay.
All right. I will go with the Reuben.
Reuben's very good. I'm going to go here. I'm going to go with the classic fried chicken sandwich.
Sure.
Like a Nashville chicken sandwich.
Crispy chicken sandwich.
Crispy fried chicken sandwich, yeah. And then on the way back, give me a pastrami on rye.
Man, a D-Man's just it's good play.
All right, I'll take the Cuban. I'll take a Cuban sandwich. Reuben to Cuban.
Give me meatball sub.
Yep.
And then give me turkey club.
Give me the lobster roll.
That's a good one.
Fuck. There's a few of these I left out. It's a good play.
So I got two now, right?
Two.
Yeah.
Lobster roll was right there, Mikey. I was going to snatch that up if you didn't. I'll go with the pulled pork sandwich.
Good play.
And then I guess for my last one.
This may be the fastest top five we've ever done.
Yeah.
Just flying through this.
I worried about there being enough for these.
There's a lot of sandwiches out there.
Yeah, there's plenty.
You know what? With my last pick, I'll go with the classic grilled cheese.
That's a great pick, Joe.
I think it's for the last pick. I think it rounds it out nicely.
Over to you, Michael.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the BLT.
That's a good one, too. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go PB&J. Give me PB&J. Okay, that's
classic.
Yeah,
I tell you what, I think these are all decent lists. I do too. I got to be honest. Joe, cheesesteak, crispy chicken sandwich, pastrami on rye, pulled pork, grilled cheese. That's a really,
Really, really solid list.
Probably in a good game now.
I got chicken parm, a Reuben, a Cuban, a lobster roll, and a BLT. Bob's got the Italian breakfast sandwiches, meatball sub, turkey club, PB&J.
Feel good about that. But D-Man's got a strong
I think Joe's got it again, bro.
The thing I got steak. I've got pork. I've got chicken.
Yeah, you covered all the bases. Yes.
I've got just a grilled cheese. Yeah, so.
Yeah, you covered all the bases.
Okay. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that does it for another edition of the Brownlee Dumb Show. Dana, if you're watching, we'd love.
You've made our life.
Oh, should be the title of the show.
My dad is listening to this right now.
Joe, I said that last night immediately. Oh, I said that's the name of the pod. You've made my life. That's it. Period.
That is your title, no doubt about it.
Tremendous.
My dad is listening right now, and right when Joe said that, he had to be like, oh. It's just so tough. That does it. Another edition of the Brownlee Dumb Show. We'll see you next time.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable. No word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing. It's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy. This newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.